AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Iran war has entered its sixth day, with Tehran launching more missiles at Israel early Thursday, as they have repeatedly air raid sirens sounded in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It started shortly after the Israeli military said it had begun new strikes in Lebanon, targeting the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group in Beirut's southern suburbs. The war has now killed more than 1,000 people in Iran, more than 70 in Lebanon, and around a dozen in Israel. Six U.S. soldiers were killed in a drone attack in Kuwait, and the Pentagon's identifying two more of them. 55-year-old Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzen of Sacramento and 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth asked about guarding against such attacks.
We have pushed every counter-UAS system possible forward, sparing no expense or capability. And like I said, this does not mean we can stop everything. But we ensured that the maximum possible defense and maximum possible force protection was set up before we went on offense.
And Jennifer King reports on Capitol Hill.
Republicans in the Senate defeated a war powers resolution challenging President Trump's attack on Iran. The House is preparing to vote on a similar measure Thursday. The resolution gave lawmakers an opportunity to demand congressional approval before any further attacks are carried out. Debate was intense on the Senate floor. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Do you stand with the American people who are exhausted of forever wars in the Middle East, or stand with Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth as they bumble us headfirst into another war?
War powers measures rarely pass but do force lawmakers to go on the record. Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso spoke against the resolution.
Democrats would rather obstruct President Trump than obliterate Iran's national nuclear program.
Jennifer King, Washington.
After a rebound on Wall Street Wednesday, shares opened sharply higher in Asia. This is AP News. Give a dog a phone.
A smartphone for pets that lets Fido and Fluffy phone it in. Singaporean company uCloud Link says that's their pet phone. CEO Jeff Chen.
If we give a right training, let a dog, for example, jump 3 times, they can make a call to their owner. And they will do in the future.
Chen was trying to demonstrate how it works without the use of live animals, which were not allowed at the Barcelona Mobile Fair MWC. Despite some skepticism, he has confidence it's the future.
Suddenly we realize, and our pet still waiting for people to bring them to the AI age.
The pet phone is not exactly a new idea. However, Chen's device is worn around the cat or dog's neck, like pet cameras, and is one of several devices on the market that also lets you keep tabs on your pets. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.